when we speak to the people who are on the ground, who are in the camp, particularly in the Hayat, that's exactly what they are going through. They don't have access to medication in the camp simply because the supply that comes to the main hospital is not reaching the camp. So it becomes very difficult for them to access medication.
Why are the supplies not reaching the camp?
The supplies comes to the main hospital, and of course, these people are staying kilometers away from the main hospital and being Balanda, so they cannot be able to come all the way from the camp to the main hospital.
Why are they not able to get out from the camp to go and access where medicine is? What is preventing them from coming out of the camp?
The fear of the murder, the killing that has been going on along the way. You cannot move from one location to another. They actually left their home. So leaving the camp to go out is dangerous. You can be killed on the way. And then secondly, the medications are not also in the hospital. They are being put in a separate place, which is not the main hospital. So it becomes very difficult for any of the person from outside to go to that place and get the medication that's needed.
I hate to put you on the spot. You are not in Tumbro. You are getting second-hand information.
Initially, I'm from that county myself, and so daily communication with everyone on the ground, and you exactly have information regarding what's going back home.
Who is supplying this medicine?
The medicines are supplied by the Ministry of Health.
And have you made your concerns known to the Ministry of Health that there are reports that the medicine that is meant for IDPs is kept somewhere and some IDPs are not able to access?
Yeah, this is basically a press release that I do, and that way the Ministry of Health can be able to access it, and then they can be able to
it's one thing putting out a statement and you have to follow it up. You have to go to the people who are responsible to correct the situation. How do you just put a statement and then fold your hands and expect it to be implemented? You are in Juba. The Ministry of Health is in Juba. Have you gone to them to register a complaint that medicine meant for internal displaced people are kept away from them?
The medicine that is being supplied to particular the country I'm speaking about does not go in the name of the people in the camp, but it goes to the main hospital where everyone is supposed to access. And then due to the conflict that's happening, people are not in their home because of the intensive killing that has been going on. They stay away from the hospital in the camp. And so once it reaches the county, it's the responsibility of the county service to make sure that the distribution is done in all the locations where people have moved away from their home in the state. At this point, this is not happening. So you find that in a camp which is called Ayat, kilometers away from the town center, people don't have access to the hospital. Even some of the workers who used to work in those hospitals, some have been laid off because of they belong to a specific tribe. And the digital information that can be collected from the camp leader themselves on the ground.
I am not in Tumbro right now. Neither are you on the ground. But you made some serious accusations that the commissioner of Tumbro County took medicine to his own resident, denying internal displaced people to access the medicine. What evidence do you have?
The evidence is based on my interaction with the camp leaders in those locations. And as I speak right now, they don't have any medication. There are people who are sick, and they cannot be able to access any medicine.
Western Equatoria has a government. Have you spoken to the acting governor about this situation so that it can be corrected?
No, I don't have direct contact with the
why don't you have direct contact?
You called.
in your statement, you said you're a concerned citizen. How come you don't have direct access to your governor? I'm expecting you to be making these allegations known to them.
Yeah, definitely. That's something I can be able to do.
What are you doing to resolve these problems?
In resolving this problem, is not an individual way forward. But of course, several processes have been done to have the conference in Tomra itself, but it failed many times.
Why did the process fail?
The problem failed simply because several times, like two or three times, the commissioner refused. He wrote back and said some of the things that are needed for the conference to happen are not in place. So for these reasons, you find that the conference has been planned with some of the international partners, including UNMISS and the state authorities themselves, didn't move forward, including the South Sudan Council of Churches in the past 1 year. So people are waiting to see maybe the process will start again, and then the conference will move forward.